8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, you may or may not have heard in the news, there's lots and lots of talk, and especially social media, about mail-in voting and, just voting in general. But mail-in is really one of the big topics that's happening around the country right now. And joining us to talk more about how it actually works and what you need to look at that you've gotten in your mail, Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson joining us here this morning. Scott, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm a little concerned. There's an election coming up?
I've heard that. I don't know if you've heard that.
Oh, man.
I didn't think American Idol was on.
Dang it. I've been on my phone trying to vote.
We suggest phone-in voting. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't suggest that because someone will take you up on
that
it.
That is true.
I will not get any sleep at all.
That is true. So, but, you know, absentee ballots have been discussed, and some people say, absentee and mail-in, it's the same thing. Well, apparently it's not. So let's talk about, first off, the process, first off, for an absentee ballot.
Okay, it's going to work similar to what it is. Illinois changed the rules when they brought in that early voting option a few years back. It kind of changed what absentee and mail-in voting looks like. But basically now, if you wanted to vote at home and not have to worry about going to a polling location, you can send us a request, and that request used to have to be on a special form that was from our office, but now they changed the law again, which makes it, you could send us anything, an email, snail mail, write it on the back of a pigeon, send it to the courthouse. We have to accept that. We'll then send you your ballot. You mail that ballot back to us. There's applications and forms you fill out on that, send it back in, and you're done. Makes it easy, smooth, and simple. Where it gets confusing is all these outside entities that keep trying to throw their fingers in the pot.
Yeah, and so I know I've gotten multiple things in the mail, and I don't know what's from whom. It's like, okay, this looks like it's from a political party. This, I'm not even sure who it's from. That's what's confusing, and they're trying to get you. I mean, is any of that stuff even valid, you mailing that in?
Absolutely. It's valid,
okay.
But it's just not as efficient.
Okay.
A few years back, 4 years ago, presidential election cycle, they started a lot of the parties doing these pushes for the absentee mail-ins. Their idea was, you know, we're going to get our voters that we want to make sure turn out to get those ballots at home and get them back to us. Well, they seem to have taken that and put it up on steroids for this time around, because everybody and their brother that's got a group of something or support this issue or that issue is sending out letters saying, hey, here's an application for you to get an absentee ballot. Voters will get confused. They'll send back 4, 5, 6 of them because I don't know if I sent it back or not. Let's send this new one back in. Great that they got their application in. Confusing it as heck on our end, and it's harder on our end because now I got 15 ballot applications for one voter that we've got to keep track of and make sure that we've got everything logged and monitoring properly.
Wow. Wow, just making it so much easier for your office. That's how fun is that?
Oh, yeah, that's loads of fun.
Okay, so that's absentee ballot. Is it the same process or not for mail-in voting?
For mail-in voting, it's the same way.
Yeah. It is, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they've kind of blended those terms together, that absentee and mail-in voting.
So it is the same.
Vote by mail, that stuff is kind of all the same. The only difference would be if you're doing an early vote, where that was you actually come into our office and vote in person. So they've kind of blended a lot of that stuff together to make it easier, but it's more confusing because people are used to knowing, okay, absentee means this and vote by mail means that, and now they kind of mean the same thing.
Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson joining us here this morning. So kind of the same thing now, and one of the reasons is, of course, some people worried about the coronavirus and all that. So let's talk about in-person voting, because that now has changed for this year anyway.
Right.
So let's talk about because for me, the mail-in thing is, I've gotten so many things. I know, although you've cleared it up, I would rather just go in and cast my ballot as I always have, but it's going to be at least in a different place.
Well, potentially it could be in a different place.
Okay.
We're at least in the county side of things, we're looking at maintaining all of our polling locations that we've got. Now, there was discussion at one point in time that they were looking at closing a lot of these polling locations and having one or two centralized spots, and that never came to fruition, which is a good thing because we want to be able to keep that. I mean, there's a reason why there's polling locations in different spots for voter accessibility, different issues of that. But the county will keep all those polling locations open. We just run into problems sometimes with finding election judges that are able to work. Our election judges are sometimes older and are in that target demographic where COVID's got them right in the crosshairs. And a lot of them were concerned in the primary. We had a few that were able to step aside and had to not work that election. We're concerned now that with this still lingering on, that we may lose some more in that process, which could make it a little more difficult for us to have polling locations open. We're going to do our best to keep everything going, but there's always that possibility. So if anyone's in that got the day off on election day and wants to come and work, hey, we'll be happy to put you to work.
Is there a certain number of judges that have to be there? Is it based on like population of a precinct?
Statutes basically say there's supposed to be 5 election judges, 3 from the primary, from major party, 2 from the secondary party. And there's formulas to develop those major or minor party things. They did release, since the COVID regulations came in, they kind of lowered that where now we can run with 3 judges, 2 from one party, 1 from the other, if we have to. But the more judges we've got there to that 5 point, makes it a lot easier because you're able to spread the workload across things. But we can do it with 3. 5 is the preferred target. If worse comes to worse, we can run it with 2, but we don't want to do that. That's when I start losing more hair than I've already lost. You're going, oh, no, pulling it out, banging my head against the wall.
Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson joining us here this morning. So we're talking county, and I think I agree with you that it's a good thing because you don't want to have to be driving from, you know, Rio to Knoxville to vote or Altoona to Abingdon, something like that. You know, you're in your area. You want to be able to vote in your area as you have in the past.
Absolutely. And they've talked about, there's been some theories about vote centers, and Indiana uses those a lot. And there's benefits and downsides to it. The benefit is that we're able to have those 3 or 4 locations in the county where you could vote no matter where you live. The bad thing is now you lose that personal connection where I know my polling location's at the old township hall. I can get up there in 5 minutes and take care of that. Now I may have to drive, like you said, from Rio to Knoxville to vote. And you just kind of lose some of that feel. And there's security things that are involved too, because those election judges from those communities will know that those people will live in those communities and will have that safety factor and they'll say, you know what, hey, I know you moved over to Iowa 2 years ago. What are you doing back here voting?
Right. Right. Tyler.
Not that they would do any of that. Not that they would do that, but
guilty.
You did move from Iowa, right? More than a couple of years ago though. Do you have a barn on your property?
No.
Oh, I was going to say maybe we could vote in Tyler's barn, but since he doesn't have a barn.
I can come over to the garage.
Okay, garage.
Sweet.
Tyler's garage.
All right, there we go. Okay.
Not officially, but
it's got a fridge.
Even better. Even better. Scott Erickson, Knox County Clerk, joining us here this morning. So we're talking county in particular, and Galesburg will find out for sure that maybe City Hall. I know that is one place that you can.
Right. And the new law says we have to have a polling location open in our jurisdiction that anybody on election day can go to, which is a new twist.
Okay.
I'm assuming the city hall will do that. The courthouse will be open for our same day voter registration. We do that in-house there as well. So it'll be a little bit different. But we want to make sure as the voters that want to vote from home get the correct information, get those applications to us. The ones that want to vote in the polling place on election day, to be assured that those polls will be open and are available for them to work, we'll put protective gear and things in there to make it as safe and secure for them as we can. But if you do take that option of coming to the courthouse on election day or to the city hall on election day, that there could be a delay in getting that process done. If it takes you 5 minutes at your polling place, it may take you 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on what your volume and flow is. So making it smooth for the voter on election day is to either get those ballots to them ahead of time or make sure that they're going to those polling locations.
Well, on the topic of same-day registration, and even going back when motor voter came in, mm-hmm. that was have you seen any – I know there was a lot of talk, there's going to be problems with it. Have you seen any problems, or have you actually seen an increase in the numbers of people voting with that?
No, it hasn't changed the total turnout, because those voters that would have taken care of the registration early and things are just now delaying that process. There's maybe a handful of people that it would have benefited and grass. I'm not a huge supporter and fan of same day voter registration, because there's a huge downside that you could, if you potentially wanted to, have great opportunity for voter fraud. Especially when we were discussing this, we were at a meeting in Springfield, and the Cook County election lobbyist was up there, and they were talking about how this is a great thing. We're going to do same day voter registration. I brought up, we're on a railroad line. Someone could go and start in Quincy. Vote in Quincy, vote in Galesburg, vote in Kewaunee, vote all of a sudden. By the time you caught up with them in Chicago, they'd have voted 4, 5, 6 times. Yeah. And his response to me was, I don't know what happens in your jurisdiction, but that doesn't happen in Chicago.
No, you have to be dead to vote multiple times there.
That was my reaction. I don't know what color the sky is in your world, but I think you might be a little bit confused.
Wow. Wow.
Well, yeah. That's going in the book someday of the
I hope so. That's interesting. Scott Erickson, Knox County Clerk, joining us here this morning. All right. So as far as vote by mail or absentee, what has that already started, or is the deadline election day, or
right? The absentee ballot applications, with the new law, okay, we are basically required to send out an application to anybody that's voted in one of the last three elections. So those people automatically would receive an application from the election authority. Now the parties and these different third party groups have been sending out things as well, where the confusion gets going. But those official notifications from the election office are the ones that are the best to file. It's completely self-serving for us because we've got barcode scans on those. We can actually scan those into our system and know, okay, the paper trail's in, the ballots have gone out, everything's going smooth. The third-party ones will process. We just now have to go an extra two steps on our end to create an application in our voter registration system for them. We'll get them taken care of. It just isn't as expeditious as it is if you use ours. So we're just encouraging voters, if you get multiple ones and they're sitting there, to send those back that are the ones from the election office, because that'll get them going a little bit quicker. You're going to get your ballot regardless. It's going to make it easier on our end. And with the volume that we're going to be seeing, normally on a presidential election, we may have 1,000, 1,200 applications of absentee. We had to send out over 8,500 just on the mandatory mail-in. And that's not including the voters that missed that window that are calling in requesting things or sending us emails or letters wanting that stuff. So it's going to be a large volume to handle on our backside.
And what's the time frame when somebody sends in that application of actually getting their ballot?
Well, right now the ballots don't actually go out until September 24th.
Oh, okay.
So right now we're in the gathering stage and in the processing, so we'll get those bundles and things ready to go, so we know that this group of people will need those ballots. Once the ballot's been created and processed and everything, we'll get everything set, and then they'll receive those all in the mail. So the postal stuff will hit those days. After the 24th of September, if you get a request, it usually be a couple-day turnaround. And once we get that in, we'll process and get those ballots out to them fast, because we want them to have the opportunity to have as much time with that ballot in front of them before Election Day as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the big thing is whether it's by mail or in person, we want people to vote. And we know this election in September, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people because it's a presidential election. But the sad thing is, what happens in local elections, which are the people that affect your day-to-day life much more Absolutely. Than the president or even the governor, those local elections, and I don't know why people don't get out and exercise their right.
Absolutely. We go, I mean, I do a lot of outreach, going to the schools, trying to talk to the kids and getting them started early. My dad was a history teacher. It was born and bred that you go and vote on election day. Before as long as I remember, we were getting drugged to the polling place, watching, sitting outside the polling booth, the mom and dad voted. Yeah. I said, I do the same thing with my kids. Well, now my kids are voting age. So they hit every election because they know this is their right. There's been that wasn't that many years ago that people didn't have the opportunity to do those things. There are countries still now that don't have the opportunity to do that. So we encourage people to do that and make sure that they exercise their voice and make sure that their opinions and concerns are heard.
Yeah. And just remember, yes, we understand. Yeah, that's an important presidential election. Yes, it is. But all those others, will we have one coming up in the spring?
There will be one in 21. Yeah, that'll be the consolidated election. That'll be municipal races in town. And that'll be the big off-cycle one because there'll be township races in that one as well.
Yeah.
I was in the office this morning and just saw the calendar from State Board of Elections for all that. So that's just another piece of work I get to work on. Besides handling the current election, is getting the 2021 election stuff worked out. We've had people calling already asking about, hey, what do I need to do to run for 2021? It's like, that's great. We want to encourage you to take that active step and be a part of the process.
Yeah.
But once I get the calendars, then we'll work it out. So now I got to live up to the end of it and get all my work done fast.
Well, hey, you're registered already. Just make sure that those local elections, the municipal elections and everything are probably even more important to your day-to-day life.
Absolutely. There's going to be races on the front and the back of that ballot as well. There'll be ballot questions about the income tax piece, which will more than likely, I haven't seen the ballot layouts yet, but more likely that question could end up being on the backside of that ballot, which means there's going to be a lot of potential drop-off for those races. And the poli sci major in me does the analysis of what the ballot drop-offs and things are. And it's amazing how you can see some of these things that as that ballot, the longer the ballot is, the more people drop as you get to the end of that.
Wow. Yeah, and not like it takes that much time, but I get it. He's like, okay, man, I don't know the, and especially you start getting down. It's like, well, I don't know anything about this race or this issue or whatever. Oh, yeah. Man, I'll just skip it.
When I first started voting, you used to be able to vote for trustees for the University of
Illinois.
Yes,
I hated that.
Nobody knew any of these people.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, well, I'll vote for this guy because his name's Jim and I like Jim.
Or, yes, absolutely.
And or is something or just random. Any meeny miny mo. This is the one I get to go. And yeah, that's not a real good way to elect your people. They're going to be making decisions for you.
Absolutely not. Scott Erickson, Knox County Clerk, joining us this morning. Scott, anything else we know about need to know about vote by mail or absentee or the upcoming election?
I just want to make sure on the voter registration piece of things. If you've had a situation where your registration could be changed, if you've moved, if you've done something, you had a name change, now's the time to get those registration issues worked out and taken care of prior to Election Day. So we get all that worked up. So you've got that. Call my office. If you live in the city, call the city election office. Tell them what the situation is. We can have more time to get you registered and taken care of and not have to wait until the 11th hour where we're now scrambling. And it's going to delay you and it's going to delay us a little bit. So trying to take a little proactive approach and to those things is always a benefit.
But and then if you didn't get that application in the mail, that means you probably haven't voted in the last 3 years.
It could be, or they could have gotten lost in the mail or something in transition. But if you haven't received something by now, and you're interested in doing that, please contact either one of those offices and we'll make sure we get you taken care of.
Scott, thank you so much. I know you might, between now and then, you might be a little bit busy, so I figure we better get you in now.
Yeah, probably a good plan. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.